Read NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There are not too many opportunities for the harmonica to shine in the classical repertoire, but the virtuosic playing of Tommy Riley teases out a fulsome and soulful sound from the instrument, as on display there in that adagietto from English composer George Martin. Tommy Riley, harmonica virtuoso, playing there with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields from an old 1986 classical album here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and music continues on a Thursday afternoon. We're looking forward to some music I don't think I've ever shared with you before. We've got Duo Capriccioso, a mandolin and guitar duo, with a tune called Mountain Moor from one Stephen Funk Pearson, and the Philadelphia Orchestra as well, and the famous suite Love for Three Oranges by Sergei Prokofiev, all to enjoy here on Thursday afternoon. We'll spend time next with the National Orchestra of France, Laurent Mizel conducting, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. We've got one of the five favorite cello concertos that he enjoys performing. This one, composed in 1872 by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, at age 37, Cello Concerto No. 1 in A minor for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and one of his favorite cello concertos to perform, the first French composer Camille Saint-Saëns from 1872. Yo-Yo Ma was there with the National Orchestra of France, conducted by Laurent Mizel on KPR, where it is now 12:33. The Philadelphia Orchestra with us in just a few minutes for the famous suite Love for Three Oranges by Sergei Prokofiev, still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Been quite a rainy and stormy morning, and we can expect a little bit more rain for this afternoon. 70% chance of a few more showers and thunderstorms. Also a possibility a bit later this afternoon. After 4 p.m., skies cloudy and temperatures near 60. It is 56 with a little light rain here on the KU campus at the moment, and tonight a 50% chance of more showers and lows in the mid-30s. Next, we've got a special treat for you, some music I don't think I've ever played for you before, with the ensemble duo Capriccioso, a guitar and mandolin pairing with Gertrude and Mikhail Troister, with music by a New York-based guitarist, Stephen Funk Pearson. This is a tune of his called Mountain Moor, inspired by a trip he took to Scotland on Kansas Public Radio. Music inspired by a trip taken to the Moors of Scotland by guitarist and composer Stephen Funk Pearson, Mountain Moor, for mandolin and guitar, performed by Duo Capriccioso on Kansas Public Radio. 12:42 now, news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Every day you hear the difference on KPR. In-depth news and thoughtful civil conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. More than 84% of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. Now more than ever is the time to invest in KPR and the news that matters. Discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. A suite next, written by Sergei Prokofiev in 1921 while spending time in the United States, and at the behest of the Chicago Opera Association, he composed an opera that was all about the advocates of tragedy, comedy, lyric drama, and farce, arguing for their preferred form of stagecraft. We'll hear the suite from The Love for Three Oranges with the Philadelphia Orchestra led by Eugene Ormandy, next on Kansas Public Radio. The suite from The Love for Three Oranges by Sergei Prokofiev with the Philadelphia Orchestra led by Eugene Ormandy here on KPR. Stay tuned next for NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as...
Catch Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from... You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. One of the many astounding Slavonic dances written by Antonín Dvořák. That one from his second set of Slavonic dances was number 3 in F major. George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra getting things started here on Kansas Public Radio in our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. An hour that'll bring us a bit later the Gould Piano Trio with the Piano Trio of Gabriel Fauré, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra as well, with a symphonic suite by Rachmaninoff, known as Prince Rostislav. A bit of medieval-inspired music, also a part of things here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. Cellist Heinrich Schiff is joined by the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig under conductor Kurt Mazur next. Here's a little music from a young Richard Strauss, a romance for cello, in F major on Kansas Public Radio. Romance in F major for cello and strings by Richard Strauss, performed by cellist Heinrich Schiff and the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, led by Kurt Mazur on Kansas Public Radio. 1:18 is the time. In the second half of the hour coming up, we await the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and the symphonic poem Prince Rostislav by Sergei Rachmaninoff, still to come, with classical music expected until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang on Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org. The Gould Piano Trio has our next performance. It's from French composer Gabriel Fauré and one of his late works from around the year of 1920. That was the year that Fauré, who had had a long and prosperous career, retired as director of the Paris Conservatory, a position of great esteem that he was a little reluctant to part with, but it did give him more time in his late days to devote to composition. And one piece of music from around that time is the following piano trio in D minor, the Gould Piano Trio with the performance on Kansas Public Radio. The Gould Piano Trio and the 1920 Piano Trio in D minor, a late work from French composer Gabriel Fauré on Kansas Public Radio. 1:40 now and 20 minutes to go until the top of the hour in our next NPR News update. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could be with us on a Thursday afternoon. This evening at 7, it's Classics Live, which tonight brings you a Doreen Morande recital from last spring. 88 Squared is the piano duo of Karen and Jeffrey Savage. Music tonight by Debussy, Rachmaninoff, Amy Beach, The Wizard of Oz, and more. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m. with a repeat, broadcast Monday evening at 8 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang on Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Now, speaking of Rachmaninoff, we have some of his music of our own to enjoy next, and something he wrote early on in his life and career while a student at the Moscow Conservatory in 1891. A symphonic poem that was inspired and based on the life and times of a figure from 11th century Russia. The symphonic poem Prince Rostislav with Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra next on KPR. From Sergei Rachmaninoff, the symphonic poem, composed in 1891 while a student at the Moscow Conservatory, Prince Rostislav, performed by the St. Louis Symphony, led by Leonard Slatkin, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's just about 2 p.m., stay tuned next for an update of news headlines from NPR. The next hour of classical music brings us work by Brahms, Scarlatti, and a few surprises. Stay with us for more wonderful music here on KPR. On the KU campus, a little light rain and temperatures in the mid-50s, a high of 60 today, 70% chance of some more showers later this afternoon. All things considered today, from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. In the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Focusing on an increasingly militarized drug war. Brian Mann, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The London Symphony, conductor Nemi Arvi, and music by Johannes Brahms, Hungarian Dance, number 11 in D minor, here on KPR as we kick off another hour of wonderful classical music before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. And I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be your guide through this music, which will include the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra with a piano concerto from a composer who was a student of Antonio Salieri, a piano concerto by one Ignaz Moscheles, and some Italian chamber music a bit later with Camerata Cologne. Now, we just heard music by Brahms. I want to quickly just say that you'll have a chance to catch Brahms' Fourth Symphony in a live performance by the Kansas City Symphony with performances at the Kauffman Center this weekend, starting this Friday at 8 p.m., along with a Saturday 8 p.m. performance and a Sunday 2 p.m., performance on January 11th, and along with music by Brahms, work by Clara Schumann, her piano concerto, and one of the Barber essays for orchestra. The Kansas City Symphony's performance of Brahms, Schumann, and Barber this weekend, beginning January 9th, this Friday at 8 p.m., and you can find all the details and how to attend over at kcsymphony.org. Onward next with the London Philharmonic. It's conducted by the composer of the music that we'll hear, Peter Boyer, wonderful contemporary American composer, and This one, a symphonic suite from a few years back, called Three Olympians. Olympians in the sense of referring to the Greek gods of Ares, Apollo, and Aphrodite. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Some music composed just a few years back by contemporary American composer Peter Boyer. A suite based on the Greek gods of Mount Olympus, Three Olympians. And in that recording, it was Boyer himself as conductor of the London Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:24 now, and in just a few minutes, the Hungarian Philharmonic. They've got a beautiful piano concerto awaiting us. Concerto number 3 from composer Ignaz Moscheles in just a bit here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available to stream on demand on the PBS app. And the Lead Center welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang on Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 64 degrees. We have a 70% chance of some additional showers later this afternoon, 50% chance of rain for this evening, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow should be, for the most part, sunny with temperatures in the mid-40s. Next up is the Ensemble Camerata Cologne with Italian chamber music of the Baroque time. We'll hear a sonata for recorder in C by Alessandro Scarlatti here on KPR. A recorder sonata in C major by Alessandro Scarlatti, performed by the members of Camerata Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. There's more music in store for us this evening at 7 with Classics Live. Tonight, which brings you a Doreen Morande recital from last spring with 88 Squared, a piano duo with Karen and Jeffrey Savage. Tonight with music by Debussy, Rachmaninoff, Amy Beach, music from The Wizard of Oz, and more during Classics Live at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is always expanding its news coverage because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to spend 10 or 20 or even more every month to ensure the service continues to grow. Their support matters, and yours does as well. Take a minute and go to kansaspublicradio.org to donate today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of KPR. The Hungarian Philharmonic has our next and final performance for the afternoon. Music from a Czech composer born in 1794 by the name of Ignaz Moscheles, who was an early student in the Prague Conservatory and later in Vienna, where he studied under the great Antonio Salieri and was himself briefly at one time a teacher to Felix Mendelssohn. We'll hear Moscheles' third piano concerto with pianist Michael Ponti and the Hungarian Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. A piano concerto from a Czech composer of the late 18th and early 19th century. Piano Concerto No. 3 in G minor by Ignaz Moscheles, performed by the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra with pianist Michael Ponti. It's about 3 p.m., just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. This evening, catch more classical music when we bring you Classics Live at 7 p.m., an hour of music from 8 to 9 as well. I'm Jeb Watson, and I want to thank you for being with me this afternoon, and for more wonderful music, we'll visit again tomorrow at noon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online, kansaspublicradio.org.